talking about EPI, Empowering People's Independence. Jeff Sinsbach, the executive director?
Yes.
Is that some
president
guys are,
or executive director, either
okay.
one.
And then we have Kurt Johnson. How you doing,
hey,
Kurt?
Yeah,
Kurt?
Good. How are you?
All right. So what we're talking about is fundraising, because I know EPI is under the Al Siegel umbrella.
Yes.
But you guys still have a lot of your own stuff to do, right?
Yeah. The Siegel Agency supports us in a lot of ways, but a lot of the programs and services we do it with donor dollars, and we do it from support from foundations in the community.
So give us a history now. EPI, that's the new name. It was Epilepsy, right, originally?
Yeah, we were two different agencies. We were PRELID, People Rebuilding right. and Living in Dignity, and the Epilepsy Foundation came together as Epilepsy PRELID. And then about a year and a half ago, we changed our name to Empowering People's Independence, or EPI. We kept the EPI, but it really tells you who we are.
And you service approximately how many people in the community, would you say?
About 6,000 to 7,000 people a year. It varies depending on who. Wide variety of services for people with epilepsy, people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, people with brain injury, and other chronic health conditions.
And now, do you... your services are, is it housing or is it clinical, yeah, or what?
We provide like a really wide array of services. People can come to us for a single touch point service once in their life, and we provide 24/7, 365 day care for some people. So we have group homes and day programs on a traditional service side. We do a lot of community supports. And one of the services that we're most proud of are the self-directed or individually driven services, where people really get to pick their staff, pick what they do, and pick how they work on building the life of their choosing.
So is there job placement involved with this?
There's a whole host. I mean, we serve people in any capacity that they're looking for. So keeping people safe, assisting them in their social life, in their professional lives, becoming more independent, and really trying to get people more included in the community or communities that they're from.
Right. Now, you brought Kurt with you because he's your rock star, right?
Yes. super excited. So on June 30th at Three Heads Brewery.
That's this Thursday.
This coming Thursday. We are going to have kind of an awareness concert. So it's only going to be a suggested donation of $5 at the door, but we got some sponsors.
$5? That's it?
That's it.
To see the Blue Sky Brothers?
To see the Blue Sky Brothers. And they're a great band, and we want to tell people a little bit more about what we do. But what a great excuse to come out and have some beer and listen to a great band.
Really good beer and really good music, too, because I've seen you guys at the Lilac, haven't I?
Yeah, I think you introduced us.
I've introduced you there.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. And a Party in the Park last year.
Oh, yep. That's right. Yeah, we're doing that. So how long have you guys been together, the Blue Sky Brothers?
Blue Sky Brothers... we've been together since 2018. Okay. Obviously, we had a couple years off.
Right.
But yeah, since things have kind of opened back up last summer, live music-wise, we've been kind of going strong for the last couple of years.
So how'd you come to associate with the EPI?
Just we're
friends of friends?
They, I don't know. They found us, and we're super honored, especially after hearing Jeff talk about it even more. I mean, we're super honored that they chose us for this.
I was going to say,
event.
You'll have a more appreciation of what your gig is about on Thursday night.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. We're all local musicians, and we all do this for a living. We all make original music and whatnot. This Allman Brothers tribute thing is kind of just a passion project for us.
Sure.
All. We just love
sure.
this material. And we're, it's always just really meaningful to...
Right.
Be able to like be a partner up with something like this and partner up with a local nonprofit.
That's not an easy band to cover. I mean, when
no,
you're talking about
not.
A tribute.
Yeah, it's really not.
You're talking about a very, very unique sound.
Very unique sound. Very like this like loose, tight kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And, that's hard to just pull up. I mean, they were literally, there's, brothers
one
in the band
the,
and they all
yeah.
lived together like under one roof. So they had a really unique... like I said, loose tightness that was
well,
just very organic.
Them along with the Dead started the whole jam thing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say it's kind of two different branches.
Right.
But yeah, absolutely.
But the same idea.
Yeah. I mean, they really, especially, on their live records, they really stretch out and cut loose. But they could, also write a great
sure.
song.
Yeah.
And just a great pop song. And I think that's something that was really unique about them. They had kind of both, like a foot in each camp.
Yeah. And you just get a bunch of good players up there and let them go, right?
Yeah. Well, we were really excited to get them. We said, you know, we wanted to go to a good venue. We wanted it's summer nights is what we're calling it. So we're hoping to make it an annual event. We'll probably do a winter night at some point in time. And we said we want a good venue and we want a good band. And so we were super excited to be able to get one of the more talented bands around in town.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this is all going down at Three Heads Brewing on Atlantic Avenue. Is that the community of the arts? Is that
neighborhood of the arts?
Yeah, the neighborhood of the arts. Yeah. Is that what they call it? So, what other challenges with EPI? What's going on? Do you have anything developing over there? I mean, as far as new programs or anything like that?
Yeah, we're always expanding. We've been on a rapid expansion growth for a while. We have offices in Syracuse and in Binghamton. Our main base is here in Rochester. We're adding some additional opportunities for aging out school children. These are kids that had challenges so involved they couldn't live at home with their families and went off to a school. So opening a new residential opportunity for some of these kids and creating another one. In the area, those self-directed services that I talked about where individuals control their budget, control how things go to build these life skills. We've been expanding that for a while. The pandemic made it really challenging to do that. And you know, the staffing crunches that everybody's been under have kind of made us slow down the rate at which we were doing some of this stuff. But we keep pushing forward that we serve kind of a unique need of individuals that they have, they don't fit well into other programs and things. So they come to us for kind of unique and tailored solutions. So that's really what we're about. Someone with a chronic disability comes to us and they say, here are the barriers to what I'm trying to do in life. And we say, all right, how do we partner? How do we attack these barriers? And so we set up supports and services unique to that individual to kind of move them on the path. And everyone's on their own individual life journey with it. So some people get there quickly and some people, it's just always part of the process.
Well, in epilepsy, if I'm not mistaken, it's very different in each case too, right? I mean, some people are severe and some people are just, it only happens once in a while, right?
Yeah, so epilepsy, so we serve a wide range of disabilities, developmental disabilities.
Epilepsy, I'm stuck on the epilepsy thing, I'm
sorry.
It's
one of our focus points because, you know, epilepsy loves to piggyback with other things. So if a person has epilepsy alone, we can work with them. Epilepsy and intellectual and developmental disability, like cerebral palsy or autism, we can work with them. If they have epilepsy with mental health-related concerns, we can work with them or other chronic health issues. So, like I said, in our epilepsy program, we might give a single college scholarship to one kid, and that's the only time we ever see them. And other folks that we're providing, again, round-the-clock supports and supervision for their entire lives. So it's really about we want people that choice is a big thing, that people should be able to choose the types of supports and services and choose who those providers are. And giving people choice is one of the greatest ways to empower people to drive their life and be in control. And we all feel better when we're in control of what we do.
And brain injuries?
Brain injuries as well, yep. We provide a series of supports and real passion population for me to serve brain injury because this is something that could happen to anybody.
These are people that haven't been in the system before and all of a sudden now they need your services.
Yeah, a car accident, a surgery that goes wrong, something like that, and someone's life changes and they retain every bit of the memories they had prior to that brain injury. But now they're having trouble remembering what they ate for breakfast or impulse issues or other cognitive things that make it very difficult to work in a job, to stay with your family and friends, to fit into the world. So really near and dear group of people to my heart in the way that we provide services.
Right. And that's so I'm sure that's just a population that's growing, too. I mean, you hear about it all the time.
Well, we've gotten better at keeping people alive in car accidents, military, with the veterans. Right. You've heard a lot about that. And we've done a better job of keeping people alive with brain injuries. And they used to think that brain injuries was like a kind of a rapid recovery that then plateaued. But what we've found is I've worked with some people over 20 years, and you see that they never stop in their rehab, working back to where they are. So if you're diligent and you keep on it, you can continue to improve. So the population of people with brain injury, relatively small to the general population, but it is a growing population because we do a better job with medical technology keeping people alive in some of these challenging situations.
How many people work under EPI?
We fluctuate between 900 and 1,000 employees.
Wow.
Probably right now we have about 950, probably 750 in the Rochester area, and the rest are in Syracuse and in Binghamton.
I never knew you guys were not just in Rochester before.
Yeah, so. We have kind of a community-based service office in Syracuse. Not a lot of people work in the actual office, but in Binghamton we have two group homes and a day program, as well as a bunch of community services. So we have a larger concentration in the Binghamton area, and that's a town that really struggles with choice. Rochester is a very nonprofit-rich environment,
right.
And we're very fortunate to be here. More choices for people, but in Binghamton, really not a lot of good choices. And
really?
So we were asked to come in, and when we came in, we get leaned on a lot down there to help support other programs and offer a diversity of services.
That had to be a shock to the system after you're in such a generous community like Rochester.
Yeah, it took several years to kind of get the understanding and the vibe in Binghamton. It's a different environment, a different community with different needs, different populations of people. But, you know, we learned, we adapted, and by keeping the management local there, we really have a strong understanding of what the needs are. So now we've been down there 7 years, and we have a pretty strong idea of where we're going and what we're doing there.
So this gig on Thursday night, it starts at 5:30. Music starts at 7. It's at Three Heads Brewing. So it's not only to go see a really good band, Blue Sky Brothers, mm-hmm. but it's also educating the people that come by.
Yeah, make a donation if you can. You don't have to if you can't afford to do one. We're an inclusive organization. Come and enjoy the music for free, but maybe stop by. We'll have a booth there. Stop by, talk to somebody, learn a little bit more about what we do.
Right. And do you know if you're playing inside or out, Kurt?
Oh, we'll be inside, yeah.
You're going to be inside on the stage in there?
Yeah.
It's a good sounding room in there.
Yeah, yeah. So we're hoping to fill the outside patio and fill the inside. And I it's a beautiful night. It's the start of the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be great. The weather already looks great for it. So
yeah.
We'll have a food truck there. So at least a food truck.
Got to have a food truck.
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to have swans there. Swan comes there every once in a while.
I don't know.
So it's a summer night. It is this Thursday over at Three Heads Brewing. It's on Atlantic Avenue, 186. Blue Skies Brothers are playing. It's only a $5 suggested donation.
Yep.
I think you should double that, bro.
Well, people really could voluntarily if they wanted to. But
once they see the Blue Sky Brothers and hear them, right?
Right.
Yeah. They'll be on their way out.
Where else can we see you? You guys travel all over the region.
We're regional. At the moment, this is
your one and only in Rochester?
This is our one and only show in Rochester.
Well, this is why they got to come out.
Now I feel special.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, gentlemen, thank you very much. Jeff Sinzabox and Kurt Johnson from Blue Sky Brothers. It's this Thursday night to support empowering people, independence, summer nights at Three Heads. And do we hit it all?
I think we did.
Yeah. If they want to learn more, what's your website?
EPINY.org.
EPINY.org. Because we got a walk in the fall.
We've got a 10K race in August coming up. We've got a walk in Syracuse. And then we have our chocolate ball in the spring next year. Lots of different ways people can participate and take a look at what we do and learn a little more and follow up with a phone call if they're interested.
I've been supposed to be a judge of that chocolate ball for three years now.
We're going to do it this year.
You want to be a judge? And then I get the email. Man, we're not doing it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're past
all
that.
We moved it to spring. We were doing it so early. And so even if there's a wave of the unspeakable, we're far enough out that we should be able to have it next year.
Support EPI, cool. EPINY.org. Blue Sky Brothers, Kurt, Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us, Dino.
Good luck with your gig.
All right, thanks.